104.5 The Zone, 749 The Wake Up Zone, powered by the Tennessee Lottery. Don't forget, next month, Father's Day will be here. We got a great way for you to spend the day with Dad. It's the Hoosier Caddy Golf Tournament, Monday, June 17th. It's a Champions Run golf course in Rockvale. You can spend the day away from the office, tee off in a beautiful course, and you can pick a morning or afternoon flight. Spots are limited, though. Get more information or purchase your foursome. 1045thezone.com/WYC2019, the Hoosier Caddy 2019 golf tournament.
I was going to say, who's your daddy?
Who's your daddy? Yeah, man. All right, from A to Z Sports, Alex Daugherty joins us now. We'll talk some Preds for a few minutes here. What might happen in this offseason? Alex, how's it going this morning?
It's going well. How are y'all?
We're good. I got to say, you won me over when you started to try and figure out what happened with the Turco files. That was a blast in the past there. I was laughing reading your Twitter entries there.
Yeah, whatever happened to that guy? I think he left Nashville and he
went
on
to San Diego.
Yeah, but where are the Turco files? That's what I want to know.
Oh, they're around here somewhere, I'm sure. You wrote about three trade options for this offseason, three players: Ryan Ellis, Kyle Turris, Nick Bonino. What is the challenge of finding someone to deal with when you're talking about these players individually?
Well, I really think there's almost no way that David Poile doesn't make some sort of a trade this summer. I mentioned those three guys as ones that I think could be traded. I think between Ryan Ellis and Kyle Turris, I think one of those guys, I don't see how they're not. I mean, if they're going to make any kind of significant moves like David Poile said he was going to make, since we already know they're going to keep all the coaching staff intact, if they're going to make any moves, they don't have a lot of room to work with unless they move some money around. And to me, Kyle Turris is going to be the hardest to move. That's going to be the hardest sales job of David Poile's career, probably. I think he could probably find a suitor, but what cost is it going to take? I mean, is he going to have to package a young talent along with Kyle Turris in order for that team to take him? I mentioned Arizona. I know it didn't work out with Arizona last time, but that was with Kyle Turris, that is, but that was because they didn't have a contract. Well, they got a contract now. Maybe they'll be willing to take on some money if the Predators throw him a pick or two. Ryan Ellis, I think, obviously PK Subban has been the bigger name. I just think in terms of value, I don't think that David Poile and the ownership group is going to be willing to part with PK Subban. There's no doubt that this team's value, just the franchise value, has increased substantially since PK Subban got here, more than with any other player in this franchise history. I don't think that they're going to be just as willing to part with that. I think they're going to keep him around, but Kyle Turris, Ryan Ellis. I mentioned Nick Bonino as kind of a throw-in. I don't know that would happen, but he's got a tradable contract. I don't think his value's ever been as high. He had a really pretty good year this year. So, could they find a suitor for him and free up about $4 million and add that to whatever they got to pay Roman Josi or whatever they're going to try to pay on the free agent market?
Our guest is Alex Daugherty from A to Z Sports.
Hey, Alex, are you a little surprised that there were no coaching changes, considering that the power play was horrendous?
No, I'm really not surprised. And but see, I think that there's another option here that people aren't really thinking about. I've mentioned it. I don't think that there's any reason that you can't go hire a new guy. They mentioned in that long press conference where LaViolette was talking about the power play, how many consultants and people that they worked with. I want to think that they realize they need another set of eyes that focus on this. They tried it with McCarthy. It wasn't good. Muse stepped in. Wasn't good either. LaViolette didn't have any ideas. They need to find a third guy. And I think that's always an option. They already went with this whole associate head coach, assistant head coach. Heck, just go ahead and get a deputy head coach in there and put him in charge of the power play. I think that makes perfect sense. And why not? It can't hurt. You've got the room in there. Put McCarthy with the forward, put Muse with the defense, and then you've got a guy in there to handle the power play. Maybe you can solve it that way.
What do you think about Colton Sissons as far as what he'll command on the free agent market?
Colton Sissons?
Yes.
Yeah, so he's an RFA, so I think that they're in the driver's seat with that. Honestly, Sissons, I think, could be in a really comfortable neighborhood of 1.5 million, maybe two. I don't know that he would get that high. I think that they would settle with 1.5. I think the more interesting RFA is going to be Rocco Grimaldi. And yeah. I think they are not going to hesitate to lock that guy up. I think you could look at a long-term deal with Rocco because, you know, similar to what Yarncroak got when he signed that 6-year deal. I think if Rocco and David Poile come to an agreement that he wants to be here long-term, they're going to go ahead and get that done this summer. That's the more interesting RFA to me.
Yeah, I love Rocco.
Alex, yeah. Alex, how interesting was it to you that in a year, you know, where Peter Laviolette, you know, kept switching his lines, kept changing up his lines, and known as a guy, you know, who was pretty good at making in-game, in-season adjustments, was David Poile's main criticism, you either evolve in this league, you know, or you pretty much fall back?
Yeah, I mean, look, the Stanley Cup is a moving target, and the Predators have essentially been standing in the same spot for 2 years. And except for making some moves like the Simmons move and the Boyle move, who were, you know, debatable on how effective they were, the Predators didn't make the right moves. I mean, look at the teams that are left in the playoffs right now. They all made significant moves. I mean, Columbus, Colorado got a new goalie. Of course, St. Louis and Dallas made moves with Zuccarello and Ryan O'Reilly. I mean, there's big names coming into these teams to improve their roster. I think that if I'm looking at where to lay blame here, I really think it's just a year that David Poile didn't make the right move. I think he had some missteps in how he evaluated this team going in. I know it was probably the take du jour to say that Laviolette's time was up, but I really just didn't see it. I didn't see the team quitting on him. I didn't see anything in his locker room that suggested he was losing it. I really think that this comes down to David Poile, and he said that in the press conference. Of course, he's going to say that, but I think that it comes down to that. That's why I think this summer could have some really significant moves in terms of the roster.
All right, real quick, what about I don't know if you read Elliot Friedman's 31 thoughts, but the critique of the Preds' power play was terrible entries and the use of slap shots, which have pretty much become obsolete in the league.
Yeah, I think that's spot on. Absolutely, they've been again. It's a moving target, and they've been doing the same thing for 2 or 3 years now. You know, it's a little bit different when the pucks are going in, but when they're not, how are you going to change it up? They didn't have hardly any passes through the middle of the ice, the Royal Road as it's called. They didn't have any dangerous shots. I mean, everything about it looked terrible, and entries are just as bad. I mean, watching Columbus last night, I mean, they were the way that they enter the zone is just perfect. So they gain the neutral zone, they gain an angle in, and then they stop and look for a pass instead of trying to dump it in and then go chase it around. It's just everything about the power play needs to change, and I don't think there's any doubt about that.
Alex, thanks so much for the time. Good stuff.
All right, appreciate it. Y'all take it easy.
Okay, thanks, have a good weekend. From A to Z Sports, it's Alex Doherty talking Preds and some of the moves that might be made. Really interesting story he wrote about, you know, three guys who might be a potential trade situations there for David Poile this offseason.